Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday and another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 5, and we're going to finish the chapter by reading verses 30 through 47. This is the word of God. Jesus has affirmed his deity. He has affirmed the fact that he has come to bear our judgment, that we can pass from death into life. And he has affirmed that he's coming again, and the next time he comes, he'll come to bring judgment, and the dead shall rise to come before that judgment seat, but that he has now come to do the will of the Father. And that is to save men and women from the judgment, the holy judgment of God, because of our sin, and the wages of sin is death forevermore in a place called hell. I don't want to go there. I want to go to be with the Lord. How do you go to be with the Lord? You put your trust in him. Why should you put your trust in him? Because he's the Son of God and the Savior of sinners, and he's given witnesses to that fact. In fact, he refers to five witnesses right now. Hear the word of God. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him, that's the Father, who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. But there is another who bears witness about me, and I know that his testimony that he bears of me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from men, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light, but the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing bear witness about me that the Father has sent me, and the Father who sent me has himself bore witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. And yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. But if you believed in Moses, you would believe in me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my word? Well, here's a great passage of scripture where Jesus affirms that he has come to save us, but you have to put your trust in him. But his claim to be the Savior, a truth claim, the only Savior of sinners, is borne out by witnesses. And he gives five witnesses. The first witness is the witness of the Holy Spirit, and the witness of the Holy Spirit who was poured out upon him in baptism and accompanied his ministry. The second witness was John the Baptist. The third witness were the miracles of Christ. The fourth witness is the witness of the Father, and the fifth witness is the witness of the Scripture. And all of the Scripture from the first author Moses forward points to Jesus. And now Jesus has come, and he is the fulfillment of it. You search the Scriptures. You think that the Scriptures give you eternal life. They can't give you life. They're there to bear witness that Jesus Christ is the one who can save you from your sins and give you everlasting life. The witnesses are there. Let every fact be confirmed by two or more witnesses, the Scripture says. Here are five of them. The Holy Spirit, John the Baptist, the miracles of Christ, the witness of the Father, and the witness of the Word of God itself. There's the witness. You come to Christ, and then you will become a witness to the saving power of Christ. And that's another slice of fresh bread today. Tomorrow, Saturday, we don't have fresh bread available because we want you to go to your Bible and find the text that your pastor's preaching upon, and personally with your family, prepare for the Lord's Day. And then on the Lord's Day, gather with God's people to worship and praise his name, hear his word read and preached and sung, and give praise from the word of God to the word of life, Jesus Christ, the bread of life, who gives life evermore. Amen. You're the light
unto For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.